What is up, world? It's been too long. It's been over a week. I apologize. My name is Justin. This is Sports Sales and Coffee. We're back with another episode, baby, and you're allowing me to enter your ear holes, and I am so grateful because I'm going to tickle that brain with a little bit of information, a little bit of knowledge, and even some motivation that will hopefully help you reach and exceed your sales goal. If you enjoy what you're listening to and you feel like this has helped you during this crazy time, it'd mean the absolute world to me if you could tell a friend about it. If you could like, subscribe, and comment on wherever you listen to the podcast, and let's be friends ourselves. Follow me on social media, at Sports Sales Coffee, on Facebook, Instagram, and on TikTok, at SSC underscore podcast on Twitter, Sports Sales and Coffee on LinkedIn. Slide into my DMs, hit me up, let me know your thoughts, your feelings. If you have an idea for an episode, like someone hit me up for this one, an idea for an episode. Or if you just want to chop it up and kick it, let me know. Slide into my DMs, I will get back to you. Or hit me up on email, sportssalescoffee@gmail.com. I will get back to you because that's the type of dude I am. I want to make sure because you're supporting me by just listening and telling someone, and I want to support you. So if there's anything I can do, hit me up. I'll get back to you. I promise. I hope all is well. I hope you're handling this quarantine better, you know, and I hope you're able to stay positive and you're ready to get back to work. And I don't want to get political or anything, but it shows that things are starting to open up. You know what I mean? It might be too soon, might be too late. I'm not going to talk about that, but it seems like that's the direction we're going in, and that's a good thing. The light at the end of the tunnel is getting bigger. I know here in Maine that restaurants are starting to open up. I know we still have guidelines down in, you know, down in the busy set. They're shutting down some streets so they can be more outside seating. They're trying to work on that to get people out. Golf courses are open. I went out and shot terribly, but it was fun. It was good to get out. And so things are starting to move in that direction. And for us, unfortunately, we might be the last ones to kind of open because our business is getting people together in crowds. And if that's getting taken away from us, that's going to affect us directly. So I'm not trying to Debbie Downer, but we're starting to move in the right direction. And this year might be a punt. This year might be not happen. We don't know. It might happen without fans. But what we can do is we can look on the bright side. That means we have the biggest offseason of our career. We can go out and try to get some big fish. We can go out and try to build lists of people that we never would contact in the past because it wasn't worth our, not worth our time, but it was more beneficial for us to reach out to these groups that we know or these industries that we know we're going to work out. But maybe it makes sense to make a list of all the hair salons and barbershops in, you know, the surrounding towns. Maybe it makes sense to make a better list of all the real estate agents, all the insurance agents, all the independent agents that we can reach out to and blast with emails and blast with cold calls and try to get some things moving and grooving for seasons or groups or sponsorship. And we can look at these industries that maybe we haven't touched on in the past and really drive for. You know, one of them would be construction, you know, housing and buildings and, you know, let's do that. So again, silver lining, that's the one thing I'm pushing. I'm pushing positivity. I'm pushing stay focused, stay ready. Because when we do get back to normal, when we're back in the office and we get that green light, we're going to be go, 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 go. And I want you to be ready because I don't want you to take a step back. I want you to take a step forward. I want you to kill it. I want you to absolutely kill it. So hope all is well. You might also be thinking, damn, Justin, you sound great. Well, it's because I do. Because my microphone is finally working. It took me 3 days, countless hours. I'm not going to count it up because it makes me upset. That me trying to figure this out, and I finally stumbled across how to fix it. Technology is not my strong point. I somehow reset the default settings, which I must have messed up early, and now I don't get that feedback, and I don't get that mess up. So we're rolling with the baby, and I sound great, and we're killing it. So I'm excited. I am excited. But let's jump in. Episode 94, which is insane to me. Episode 94, I want to talk about bundle pricing. I think I've talked about a little bit about this when I talked about the upgrade, the upsell episode, but I want to kind of touch back on it, kind of give my philosophy a little bit more of why I think bundle pricing works, why just the automatic definition I'll break down and what other people say, but kind of my feeling on it and why bundle pricing to me, you know, can do a lot of good. And also what I think about, and maybe a couple stories if I ramble along too long, about how I've used bundle pricing to help me out and build a better partnership and go from there. So without further ado, let's jump in. Bundle pricing. So real sick, this is the definition of bundle pricing. It's when companies sell a package or set of goods or services for a lower price than they would charge if the customer bought them all separately. You know, the common example of bundle pricing, bingo, McDonald's, value meals. It costs less money to buy a hamburger and to buy a soda and french fries than it would if you were to buy them separately. So bundle pricing is you're getting more. So that's kind of the positive. Also with bundle pricing, it's usually a way for companies to promote maybe less attractive or less popular items to build value for the prospect. So maybe it could be a program ad, or it could be, you know, group hats if you buy a certain amount of tickets, or it's a different seating in the ballpark or in the stadium that has a less price, or maybe for an additional game. If you get 30 tickets to this game, you get 10 tickets to this game because this game is less important or less popular, or not important, all of them important, but less popular. So there's different ways of this bundle pricing to kind of add value to your prospect and kind of get them to spend more. And also with bundling, which is great, is selfishly, it helps us sell more for us to get closer to our goal. And for the prospect, it gives them more value. It gives them more value because it's less than what they would spend if they were to buy it all themselves. For my example, when I kind of go into marketing and when I go into sponsorship and what I really try to push when I'm doing more of the bundle pricing is you're going to be able to own this. You're going to be able to really get them to be invested into your team because they're going to own different opportunities, different parts of what you offer. So they're going to have different touch points with the fans, and hopefully that's going to show them a bigger return. Also, I feel if you're able to give them these more opportunities and you're able to create this special product, you know, for example, if you're going to try to sell them a player of the game and it's a concourse sign, it's a PA read, and then, but you also add in a radio read or a spot on the radio, you also add in a program ad, and then maybe you add in one like a pregame or something on social media, that's going to tie them into your team a lot more. They're going to be valued better. You're going to be able to get some more money out of them. But also, it's going to have them like feel more of a partner that they own this event rather than just a fly on the wall or just a sign on the billboard. That's it. There's going to be more time for them to be viewed by fans. They're really going to own this, which I believe is when they own a certain part and they have a certain program, they're going to feel ownership to your team and they're going to be valued more. They're going to value this relationship and they're not going to be looked at as just a customer, but more of a partner. When you can get a partner and you can really invest and really kind of start a partnership with your clients, they're going to be there long term. You know, you're going to get some that might be a year and out, but you're really going to get a better partnership, which is going to last a long time. And that's the goal. I mean, your goal is not to have a partnership that lasts one season and then I got to go find someone new. No, I want to build that partnership for years and years and years, because when you can do that, one, it's going to build your credibility in your market, in your community, that when you jump on with Justin, you stay for a while because you're getting a return on your investment and you're seeing value in it and you're enjoying it. And then you can reference those accounts to other people that, hey, they've been with me for 7 years. They absolutely love it. But also what this is going to do is it's just going to, you know, it's going to be better for you. If they're there for a long time, you don't have to worry about making up what you lost or people running up and down, and maybe you're going to do a little more farming than you are doing hunting, or, you know, your hunting is going to be better because you have a great base and you have great clients and you're going to build up. So it's better for you to get these people invested. And I think the best way to do that is bundling. It's just getting a great bundle pricing. And also what it's going to do, it's going to help get your prospect or get your partner to spend more than what they originally would. And so if you have this, you know, you have this prospect and you're talking about different items and you're talking, and I'm going to talk about sponsorship, but again, bundling pricing can go through season tickets, it can go through groups, it can go through everything. It's just looking to see what's going to benefit them and what's going to, you know, benefit them, and you're going to give them more value. You're going to give them more of a grasp on what you offer. And that's, I think, the key. And that's what we have to keep in our minds when we try to bundle these together. We're not just throwing fluff. We're just not throwing shit at the wall because we want their price to go up and we want their spend to go up. And that's the benefit of bundle pricing, because usually they're going to spend more than they maybe initially would, because instead of just getting a sign and season tickets, they might add on the program ad, the radio, and everything else. But you want to add value to that. You don't want to just give it fluff, something that they don't care about. It's, you want to give them value so they feel the partnership is building and they're going to see more out of it. They're going to be more, you know, more likely to stay because you are showing them that value. You are giving them value that they're going to be able to get a return on, and it's going to build their business up. Because at the end of the day, that's what we want. We want this to be a two-way street. We don't want this to be a one road, you know, closed off construction of just give me your money and peace out, you're done. Because that sucks. That's terrible. That's not what we want. Because again, I know I say this a lot, especially in sports, we are a want, we're not a need. I've had people, I had a sponsor who I sold them, and I kind of bundled some packages together and I added in some season tickets, and I was able to, you know, build them up, and we had this program. The program flopped, he left. He goes, I like being there. I like seeing my sign. I love seeing our PA. But nobody came into my spot. Nobody referenced you when they came in. Therefore, I don't have a return. I'd love to be a part of there. I thought it was great. And sure, maybe someone saw my sign and they saw my logo and that's what drove them in. But they never told me. They never brought in the tickets, or they never did XYZ for me to value the partnership that we started. And he left. I couldn't blame him. I'm not going to talk him out of that. I mean, if you build on something, there's going to be a return. There's not a return, you got to go and you got to leave and do something else. Because again, we're a want. People want to be with us to find, you know, to have fun. They want to be with us to get more customers and build their business. And that's what marketing all is. So you got to knock it out. You know what I mean? Along with bundle pricing, I think this can really help out with your close. I think this can be a last second, not Hail Mary, but thrown in to say, hey, let's do this. And for the examples, I was dealing with this person, this client. We're sitting down, we're talking, and he really liked the sign, and he really liked the season tickets, and he was kind of, you know, humming, hawing, and moving around here and there. And what I did is I kind of turned it into a bundle. And at the last minute, he, you know, his spend did go up, but I don't believe he was humming and hawing over the price. He was humming and hawing over seeing value. So what I was able to do was, when I talked to him, was I said, hey, we're just going to call him Steve. I'm like, Steve, absolutely, this looks great. I know you like the sign and you like the season tickets, but I think what would be also of great value for you too is to do some company outings with us and maybe do this. So what if we moved up the price by, you know, by 1,000, and I was able to throw in 2 skyboxes with that. And you can pick the dates. I'm not talking about you got to take this, you know, this date in April. You pick the dates, you come out. And for me, is even though I lost, you know, money on the skyboxes, because I devalued those, I was able to get them in from, you know, I was able to close that deal and adding that in to the bundle and bundling it all together. So he actually went up on what we were originally talking about. But he was able to go up on listening to talk about. Now, sometimes bundling can be a problem because you can cannibalize your own products. You're throwing too much in. So for me, I have to understand what is fluff, what is not, what is hard inventory. An outfield sign for me, is hard inventory. I have a finite amount of those. You know, I have a limited amount of those. So I can't be bundling those together for someone, or else I can't sell that to someone else. It's more value to me to sell two sponsors, you know, to two partners, two different signs, than it is one sponsor, two signs. Because I'd bundle those together so I can make more money. And if they're in high value, high demand area, you don't want to bundle those together. You just don't. My philosophy, or what I kind of do when I bundle, it kind of come with the prices, is you bundle two or more things together, I'll knock out like 10-15% off the top, and we'll roll from there. Now, I never tell them that. I never say it's 15% off. I never try to make it a gimmick, because I don't want to seem like I'm at McDonald's. You know what I mean? I'll just do that in my head, and I'll put them together and send them some a total price, knowing that they can look up the individual prices that we already talked about, and they can see that value in there. So when you can do that, and you can bundle them together, and you can find that value and give them, you know, what they're looking for, along with some fluff, move up their price a little bit, and they jump on, it's a better partnership. In my eyes, it's a better partnership. You're going to get that on that emotional gather. So that's what's, I believe, is very, very important with bundling pricing, is you just give them more value, and they see, they have an attachment because they're doing more with you. They're doing more with you, so they might pay attention to it more. And it even might be a little easier for you to do it if you're bundling up and you're getting there. So, you know, in closing, I think bundling pricing, it's, you know, let's get away from it, because everyone has different prices. So it's very, you know, I want to talk, you know, that's what I was talking about, more of the mindset of why I believe bundle pricing is just so much better for the client. And because you can add value, you can have them feel worth, and they can feel a partnership and a connection to your team, and they feel that, and that can create a long-term partnership because they're owning an opportunity. They have all of the aspects, and you're giving them more aspects and more opportunities to have them grow and give them that business. So that's what I think is huge. And you can do that with season tickets. Maybe it's additional tickets on top of it. Maybe the bundle is that they can get other aspects of what they, you know, not they can get other opportunities that they couldn't get if they bought this, you know, single games. You know, if you were to buy 82 tickets, well, you know, you're bundling your season tickets anyway. It's less expensive to buy season tickets than it is to buy 82 individual tickets. You're also able to get these exclusive events. You're also able to get down to the floor. So by bundling, you can also get things that you can't get on your own. You might have an opportunity to do something that you just can't buy. Maybe it's a first pitch. Maybe it's a picture. Maybe it's a, you know, your own account rep. Maybe it's a check-in. Maybe it's, I don't know what it is. But it's something that's going to add value to that prospect and then push on that value. And I think by bundling and making a, you know, a package or a bundle, is if you can show them the benefit of all those items, they can look past the price and they can see that. They can see the value. And that's going to have them be a customer for a lot longer, and then be a client and a partner for a lot longer than just a one-time hit, quit, and gone. So that's what I think about bundle pricing. I think it's huge. I think it's when you go in the mindset of trying to help them and give them more value, it's going to be great. And even if you come from that spot and you come from that area of saying, I want to give you more value, and this is what's going to add to you, and you're going to see a better return, even if they say no to like the add-ons and they want to keep what they're doing, I don't think it offends them, because you're coming from a place of trying to add value and give them more. If they already talked about that they hate radio, and then you try to bring up radio to bundle together, they're going to tell you to go pound sand because you don't have their best interest in mind. But if they're talking about how they want to touch, you know, their, you know, touch people from different aspects of what you offer, and they're just looking at sign and like a PA read, but you're able to kind of come over the top and say, you know what would be great? Bundle this all together with a social media post once a week, with a radio read on top of that, and also some season tickets, so you can bring out clients, you can appreciate your employees, and you can blah blah blah, give it to donations, blah blah blah. That's going to add value to what they're talking about, which is going to bring them in more, get them emotionally attached to your team because they're doing more stuff. That's what I got, man. That's what I think. That's what I think with bundle. And you can do it with seasons. You can do it with groups. And maybe if, you know, if they buy five more tickets, they can get, they get a return, or they get a team hat, or they get, you know, they get a discount at the store, or they get something. But what can you offer and what can you put together to raise the price a little bit, give them more value, and have them, you know, do it? What can you do? What can you do? Figure that out. And then go kill it and go sell some people and bundle together. So that's my thought on it. I hope everyone is staying safe. Everyone's killing it. Yeah, I thought this was going to be a short episode, and we're coming up on 20 minutes. Classic Phillips. But I appreciate the hell out of you for listening. Thank you so much. If you have an idea for an episode, if you just want to chop it up, or you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. Slide into my DMs at Sports Sales Coffee on Instagram, Facebook, and on TikTok. It's all in the description. At Sports Sales Coffee, I already said that, at SSC underscore podcast on Twitter, Sports Sales and Coffee on LinkedIn, or hit me up on email, sportssalescoffee@gmail.com. I will get back to you. But stay focused, stay positive, keep moving forward. We're going to get back. Be ready, because we're going to be in a dogfight, and dogfights are not good, but we're going to be in a fight for business, and we'll be in a fight for tickets and hospitality when we get back to normal. So be ready, mentally strong, stay positive, and just get after it. And if you're able to sell right now, go sell something. And when you get back, better believe, go sell something. But stay up, go sell something. Peace.